Observers report drones struck inside Russia's border with Ukraine Tuesday in the second day of attacks, exposing the vulnerability of some of Moscow's important military sites. Ukrainian officials did not formally confirm carrying out drone strikes inside Russia, and they've maintained ambiguity over previous high-profile attacks. The Ukrainian presidential adviser Mikhail Podolyak taunted Moscow in comments on his Twitter account Tuesday. Britain's defense ministry said Russia was likely to consider the attacks on Russian bases more than 500 kilometers from the border with Ukraine as some of the most strategically significant failures of force protection since its invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled Tuesday near the front line of fighting with Russia in the eastern Donetsk region and vowed to push all of Moscow's forces out of his country. On Ukraine's Armed Forces Day, Zelensky said in a video address to troops from the Ukrainian stronghold of Slovyansk that everyone sees your strength, your skill. I'm grateful for your parents. They raised real heroes. France's ambassador to the United Nations said Tuesday France and Ukraine are organizing an international conference to support Ukraine's civil society on December 13th in Paris. Ambassador Nicolas de Rivière told a meeting of the UN Security Council in New York the meeting will seek to mobilize assistance of the international community to help people survive winter. It will focus on energy, water, food, health, and transportation. This is VOA News. Indonesia's parliament Tuesday has unanimously passed a revision of the country's penal code that criminalizes sex outside of marriage for citizens as well as foreigners, prohibits the promotion of contraception, and bans defamation of the president and the state and state institutions. The new penal code has sparked international criticisms and protests inside the country. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
As Indonesia's parliament passes a controversial new criminal code, a couple of hundred meters outside the building, protesters have set up camp. The country's new criminal code ushers in a raft of laws, including banning insulting the president and expressing views that run counter to state ideology. But among the most contentious articles are those that criminalize sex outside of marriage, punishable by up to a year in jail. These protesters are arguing the new criminal code is a setback for democracy.
The government should focus on fulfilling people's civil rights, the economy and culture, such as job vacancies, healthcare, etc.
The laws, which include more lenient sentences for those charged with corruption, will not come into effect for 3 years to allow for implementing regulations to be drafted. But it has sparked concern that it may scare away tourists and harm investment in the world's third largest democracy.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reporting. The suspect accused of killing five people inside an LGBTQ nightclub last month in the west central city of Colorado Springs, Colorado, before patrons stopped the attack, was formally charged Tuesday with murder, hate crimes, and assault. The suspect, Anderson Lee Aldrich, appeared for a hearing in El Paso District Court, where the charges against the 22-year-old were read by District Attorney Michael Allen.
Filing 305 total charges.
Theories of murder in the first degree, attempted murder in the first degree, assault in the first degree, assault in the second degree, and many counts of bias-motivated crimes, and then the attendant COV charges, crime and violence charges as well.
Aldrich has been held without bond since the November 19th rampage at Club Q in Colorado Springs. In addition to the five people killed, 22 others suffered gunshot wounds or other injuries. Voters in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia are set to decide the final Senate contest in the U.S. They will choose whether to re-elect Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock or instead opt for Republican football legend Herschel Walker. Tuesday's runoff concludes a four-week runoff blitz that has drawn a flood of outside spending to an increasingly personal fight. The outcome will determine whether Democrats hold an outright 51-49 Senate majority. Reporting for your remote, I'm Jeff Cunningham. This is
The Hits on VOA1.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car.